Well, we talked last week about a good customer experience I had that really set the tone for my weekend. However, it was a highlight because, you know, good customer service, forward-facing, public-facing jobs, it's kind of a lost art these days. But it's a really big aspect of any business, and it's something I think a lot of Zoomers would admit they've seen a steep decline, and that's overall phone etiquette. People just don't know how to talk on the phone as much as they should. Enter Zoomer Media's Marilyn Lightstone. You know Marilyn from Vision TV's all-time classic Hit Parade, Friday's 8:30, Nocturne on our friends at Classical. She's got that unmistakable voice. You know the voice. Marilyn, welcome to the Morning Zoom.
Oh, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I'm so grateful.
You've been chomping at the bit. You've been here since 6:30 in the morning, Marilyn. So I was told last week about your story, and it really resonated with me. You were dealing with one of the hospitals in the city. So give us just a Cole's Notes of your experience.
It's not only hospitals, it's doctor's offices in general.
Okay.
All the information which we as Zoomers, as older people, are so reliant on. The fact is, people assume that if they're talking into a microphone, say they might be in a doctor's office, that as long as they're talking, giving information, everything is cool. Well, it's not just the information, it's the way the information is delivered. Now, I'm a tremendous fan of our hospital system here. St. Joseph's is my hospital here in town, and I just love it. And I
was there last week. Yep. Well,
aren't they wonderful?
They are.
They're absolutely terrific. However, when people are calling from the office, whether it's from St. Joe's or whether it's from my dentist's office, very often the person who is giving the information is not aware that the manner in which you speak as conversation, as we are now, is at a certain pace. I'm allowed to speak a little slower, a little faster. It's fine. But if you are giving information that is crucial, you must speak in a different way. So it's conversation versus information.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, when you're giving vital information, you know, you do need to change how you're talking to somebody. You're no longer talking to a friend or somebody that you're just buddy buddies with. You need to slow things down. You need to be clear, and you need to be maybe a little bit louder as well, because a lot of people, especially Zoomers, they might not have the greatest hearing in the world. They might be using hearing aids or whatnot.
And as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And that's just common courtesy, especially, I think, when you're dealing with in the medical world, right? You're probably dealing with people that may be a little bit older, like we said, might be hard of hearing. It's very, very commonplace.
And also, a lot of people who are turning up at the hospital or at the dentist's office, the citizens of Canada, are not English speakers.
Mm.
So here I am. I mean, I am trained to speak. I'm trained to listen. You know, I'm trained for the theater. Clarity is always something that was, well, I understood immediately. It's vital in my profession, but it is also vital in our everyday life, and it is more and more so as we become more and more dependent on this information being relayed, not in person, but on the telephone.
Yeah.
Now, I am hard of hearing. I have a special telephone that connects with my hearing aids, which is made actually talking on the telephone and hearing a lot better than it used to be with a regular telephone.
Like an enjoyable experience, almost.
Well, I wouldn't quite go, that far, but an improvement, certainly.
Yeah.
However, when I go to my messages, and now maybe people are using speakerphones, that's another thing as well. And these, they're usually women giving this information, young women, and they've got a lot of this information to convey. They've got a lot of patients to contact.
Yeah. So they've got a lot to get through.
They have a lot to get through. So it's just calling about your information, it's kind of like, or it's kind of like that. Ununderstandable. And so frustrating. And I listen again and again and again. Now, I thought it was only me, you know, because of my age and because of my hearing situation. However, that there's a young man that works in our household, a very young, clever man. And I said, please, Dan, could you please have a listen? Well, he had to struggle.
Yeah.
There was one incident in which he had to listen five times before he was able to get the information. So I don't know what we can do. I've gotten in touch with the people I know at St. Joseph's, and I have volunteered. I said I would like to give voice lessons.
I love that. I love it. You know what? They would be so lucky to have Marilyn Lightstone giving them voice lessons, to be trained by Marilyn Lightstone. Well, what an honor.
And it's not a matter of them having a beautiful voice.
Yeah, no, of course
it's
not.
It's just what actors know. The way you speak has to be appropriate for the character and the situation. Well, the same thing applies to life. Who are you speaking to? What is the information? So it's giving me a message. Your appointment is at this and this date. This is the telephone number. da-da. That's the pace, perhaps, which I can understand and hear. But if someone is talking like, first of all, when you pick up the phone, right, you have to put it on your shoulder because we no longer have a receiver that we can hold in our hand.
Yep.
So one hand is occupied. Then you've got to find a pad, and then you've got to find your pencil or your pen, and then get your... Well, by the time you do that, the message is over.
It's gone, yeah.
It's gone.
I wonder if it's a lot of time it's people aren't properly trained on the phone. And I say
that... They're not trained at all.
Well, you know, you mentioned it's a lot of the time it's younger people, and they don't use the phone like you and I and people of a certain generation did, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of it is texting, instant messaging on whatever app they use.
Good point.
Actually using the phone to have a conversation is a little bit of a lost art for a lot of people now.
I hadn't thought of that, but yeah. I think you're quite right.
But, you know, it's something that made me think, you know, you talked about, I wonder what we can do, and you volunteered at St. Joseph's to help out. I don't know if this is a CARP issue or not, but perhaps there might be something with, you know, vital services like a hospital, like a doctor. Perhaps there should be some guidelines for those public-facing jobs. When you're talking to people about vital information, there's a specific way of doing it, a right way and a wrong way.
I don't think people who work in these jobs are given any information whatsoever.
No, you're right. Well, because they're so hard pressed to find people to work, take any warm bodies.
It's like, can you use computers? Can you all that sort of stuff? All the tech stuff. But I don't think anyone will ever say, "What do you sound like?"
Yeah, no.
How do you convey information?
No.
I do not think it is done at all. I would be shocked actually to find if there was such a situation.
So, Marilyn, I know you're not alone. If you've had this kind of experience before, shoot us a text on the Zoomer Radio text line 866-740-4740. Marilyn, thank you so much for stopping by. You can also check out Marilyn's book, Nocturne, the book of poetry, selected by the one and only Marilyn Lightstone, inspired by her radio show on Classical FM. It's available for purchase at thezoomerstore.com. That's zoomerstore.com. Marilyn, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Our pleasure. Let's head out to the roads now. One last time, here's Spencer Costin. Spencer, how are we looking?